NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain, showers. We'll see highs at 53. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the isolated rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-30s, and Sunday sunny. Right now, it's 39.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows a tale of two regions, the East and the West. The Western U.S., in the latest Drought Monitor released on Thursday, shows much of the region in drought categories, several areas classified in extreme or exceptional drought, the two most severe categories. Comparatively, the eastern U.S. is mostly drought-free from the eastern seaboard to the central plains, drawing a line from the eastern border of Texas to the north, where it's much the trouble begins. Now, having missed out on rainfall, conditions continue to deteriorate in south-central Oklahoma and in the north, south, and west part of Texas. Meanwhile, much of the west remained dry, where precipitation did fall, though, in the Pacific Northwest and the northern Rockies. It either missed the drought-inflected areas or wasn't enough to overcome shortages, decreases in water allocation, and reduced or negligible forage, causing livestock producers to respond by culling or selling their herds. Fire crews also arriving in California earlier than normal. USDA data issued yesterday shows U.S. sorghum exports in the previous week were at a record-breaking 33.9 million bushels, topping the previous record by more than 10 million bushels. That took place in August of last year. The top destination, of course, China. In addition to record-breaking exports, new sales commitments were 33.8 million bushels, predominantly purchased by China. The previous record for weekly sorghum sales, 32 million bushels, also in August of last year. National Sorghum Producer CEO Tim Lust says U.S. sorghum exports continue to signal very strong demand for the crop, and new purchases at the level only reaffirm that. He said the size of shipments reported in the past week equivalent to the size of approximately 10 to 20 Panamax vessels. New crop purchases for U.S. sorghum for this point in the marketing year also at record levels, reaching 40 million bushels this past week. Tag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, over 300 individuals filed in yesterday for a meeting in Norton, Kansas, opposing the formation of the National Heritage Area in North Central Kansas and South Central Nebraska, concerned about the government taking over private land of farmers and ranchers.
We live on land that we've had in our family for approximately 150 years, and we own some of that ground, and it's very important to us. Regulations that would be implemented perhaps by some of your local government entities or by your legislature that begin to put requirements or restrictions on the land that you own.
The partnership does say that it does not impact private land ownership and the rights or any control on land use. In other news, a jury has convicted a former Central Kansas police chief of several felony counts that brought against him in a domestic stalking case. Cake News reports that Brian Treister was found guilty on Wednesday of stalking and criminal threat, as well as misdemeanor counts of violation of a protection order and battery. Good America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on-site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock K9968. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. Put approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Kansas has crossed the threshold of vaccinating more than 1 million people as a third highly contagious variant is detected in the state. That means 35% of the state's 2.9 million residents have received at least one shot, according to the state data released yesterday. The state hit the mark one day after the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced a particularly contagious variant of COVID-19 that's sweeping through Brazil has been detected for the first time in Kansas. The agency said it was investigating how someone in Sedgwick County became infected with the P1 variant and whether many others have been exposed. In other news, a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested on suspicion of several counts in domestic violence cases. Wichita police say that Tyler Brooks was arrested on Tuesday on suspicion of aggravated domestic violence battery, domestic battery, criminal threat, and criminal damage to property. A news release from the sheriff's office says the charges stemmed from an incident involving of a live-in intimate partner of the deputy's. Officials say Brooks had been employed by the sheriff's office for 8 years and is currently on suspension without pay during the investigation. Good American Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska health officials continue to find more coronavirus cases caused by different strains of the virus in the state. Health officials say 291 cases of variants of the virus have been confirmed in Nebraska, which is up 237 from a week ago. Most of those cases were caused by a variant that was first identified in the United Kingdom that is more contagious. The state said the number of people hospitalized with the virus in the state has generally been increasing since late March, although the number has declined slightly in the past few days. Nebraska state officials say government tax collections beat expectations in March. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reports net tax collections of $363 million for the month, which is 18.6% higher than the certified forecast of $306 million. The state has netted $4.133 billion so far in the fiscal year. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Farmers hit the commodity market, Peggy, second-guessing your spring planting plans, and changes are in the works. Give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our middle genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair at Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Plans were officially announced this week for the final phase of a stadium renovation at Marysville High School. The Homer Hansen Committee several years back had undertaken a restoration of a 1930s-era complex with limestone retaining wall and seating updates. A master plan for adding artificial turf, realigning and replacing the track, adding an eighth lane for competition, and redeveloping a new press box with handicapped bathroom facilities and storage is to be completed in this final phase. The Bulldog Booster Club has coordinated a fundraising effort and secured a lead donor for the $2.75 million project, which will be funded through private contributions. Volunteers with the Stadium Committee had coordinated with Marysville USD 364 administration and board and contracted with Mammoth Sports Properties, a Kansas company, to design and manage the effort. A kickoff presentation was held in February with a follow-up this past week and a timeline presented. Longtime Marysville teacher, administrator, and coach Bert Lord looks ahead to the completion.
Once we would get this completed, we would have one of the probably the best facilities in the state of Kansas, I would believe. Basic use of this would be able to use by PE classes, the band, different as classroom, even classroom classes can go down there and use the field at the same time. I know myself as coaching softball, to be able to go down there on a muddy day to be able to hit some ground balls for both softball, baseball. I know different groups use it for Relay for Life and things like this. This will give them more access to use it in all kinds of weather.
Jeff Dankenbrank was among those who took the official proposal to the Marysville School Board meeting Wednesday evening.
I would say there's three phases to the project as we're moving forward today. The first phase, and I think I can announce our plans are moving forward. We have support. This is also 100% private funded versus the school and the school board voting to spend school money on this. It's 100% private funded. We've determined that cost to do this will reach upwards of $2.75 million. And with that, the phase one project is the field turf and the track. And the track turned out that it's a simple, 3 degrees turn of the track will allow us to keep all the buildings and everything as it sets around the stadium, but we'll be able to add the eighth lane.
The group has begun efforts to contact business and community leaders for additional support, which will be supplemented by a public campaign targeted at the broader community of Bulldog supporters and alumni.
We've established an email account that is hhsc@bluevalley.net. Homer Hansen Stadium Committee at bluevalley.net. And as Jeff mentioned before, Julie Haggard does a great job of keeping the Homer Hansen Stadium Facebook page updated. So please, if you don't follow that page, click like on that. And it's always full of great information. And we'll have a lot about this project on that page.
Deb Bloomer, Jeff Dankenbring, and Bert Lord will further detail the project as guests on our public affairs program this week and next, airing Saturday mornings at 7:10 on KNDY. Their entire conversation is online as a podcast at our KNDY website and will be linked to the Homer Hansen Stadium Project site on Facebook with a video compliment. It's anticipated the construction, including in-kind labor contributions, can begin soon, with substantial completion by the end of this summer.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville strives to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Jesus Christ.
My Catholic education is preparing me for the future.
It means to give time to others and protect or lead. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them.
Call 562-2831 for enrollment information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have this low pressure system that's bringing some showers and thunderstorms on the warm side of the system with some snow showers across the central northern parts of the Rockies into the High Plains area. This system will continue to push off towards the east, bringing rain showers and thunderstorms into the east central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, some areas lingering into tomorrow before it moves out of the area as we head it towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We'll start to see a little bit warmer temperatures as we head into Sunday and Monday. So across the area, rain showers mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will continue with rain in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, isolated rain showers 54. Tomorrow night, will continue the chance of rain, cloudy skies mid-30s, and Sunday becoming mostly sunny. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf. Average high temperature, mid-April 68, record high on this date 90, the average low 42, and the record low is 22. Sunset this evening 8:05, sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
It is one of the best days in April to go fishing and wear your pajamas while doing it. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 16th, the 106th day of the year. Emmy-winning actress Ellen Barkin was born on this day, and it's a great time in the month in April to go fishing. Fishing is traditionally considered to be the best between the times of a new moon and a full moon, so get out there and cast that line. The fish don't care what you look like, so why change out of your jammies? It is National Wear Pajamas to Work Day. Pajamas went mainstream as a fashion statement in the early 1900s when a French designer decided to create pajamas that were meant to be worn in public. With increasing numbers of people working from home during the pandemic, pajamas have become more commonplace. If you are going into work today, just check with your boss before you show up in your bathrobe. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Hi everyone, I'm Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Pawnee is turning 65 this year, and we're starting the celebration with an all-new website. Visit Pawnee.org to see inspiring videos from our clients and so much more. With offices in 10 counties, we are here to help and serve everyone regardless of ability to pay. Check us out today at Pawnee.org.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence and 2 Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Jacob Junis ran his scoreless streak to 14 innings, and the Kansas City Royals taked him to a 7-run lead before their bullpen gave most of it back in a 7-5 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Scott Barlow put 2 on with 1 out in the 9th inning for Kansas City before getting Bo Bichette to pop out and striking out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for his first save of the season. Guerrero finished with a triple shy of the cycle. Anthony Kay took the loss after giving up 5 runs over 3 and a third innings in a spot start for Toronto. Again, the Royals over the Blue Jays 7-5 yesterday. They'll mix it up with the Blue Jays again tonight, 7-10 first pitch. Purdue football star Leroy Keyes has died at the age of 74. His family says he died at his home yesterday in Indiana. Keyes was a 2-time All-American and one of the greatest players in school history. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Friday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
The NFL is bringing back the draft-a-thon. CBS's Monica Ricks has details.
The three-day fundraiser will coincide with the NFL draft, April 29th through May 1st, and raise money and awareness for pandemic recovery efforts. The fundraiser will focus on four national nonprofit organizations that support underserved communities, including the CDC Foundation and Feeding America. Last year, the league raised $6.6 million during the event, but the NFL donated more than $100 million to COVID relief efforts in 2020. Draftathon airs on ESPN, the NFL Network, and all social media platforms. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Elsewhere today, Michael Jordan presenting Kobe Bryant for induction into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame next month. Hall officials revealed the full list of presenters yesterday. Jordan will also present Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey, another member of the 2020 class. Have a great weekend, everyone. For Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Everett.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
If you invented something, you might get a patent. That's what Lizzie did, but her patent was quite a story in itself. For she filed it in a day when very few women did so, and what she filed a patent for ended up becoming something you know very well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. James K. McGee was a prominent man in the town of Macomb, Illinois in the mid-1800s.
Back in the mid-1800s, he ran the Macomb Journal. He was a newspaper man.
and a big fan of Abraham Lincoln.
And while Mr. McGee's story is certainly interesting, Jock Headblade says it was his daughter that may have actually impacted your life in a roundabout way.
He had a daughter when he was here. Her name was Lizzie. And Lizzie went on to do many incredible things. She was really quite a pioneering woman. And a lot of this is due to her father, who was extremely supportive of what she wanted to do and encouraged her.
And her father's encouragement led her to do some pretty remarkable things.
This is a woman. She's one of the first women to ever have patents. She was an inventor. But probably what she would be best known for, if people actually knew this, was inventing a board game that eventually became Monopoly.
But perhaps you've not heard of Lizzie because her board game was called by another name.
Now, the board game that she invented was called the Landlord's Game, and it's got the same layout, basically, as a Monopoly board. And it was designed to teach people about economy and economics.
People liked the game, and some began to copy it. Not to steal it, but because that's what happened back in those days.
Not everybody could afford to buy board games. They were kind of luxuries. So they would get oilcloth, chalk, or pins, or charcoal, or whatever, and make their own board games.
But remember, Lizzie was a young lady who filed patents. And when her game was suddenly transformed into Monopoly, she had a patent that said the game was hers. So what happened to her claim? It's next time. As we travel the countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
If the fishing isn't good in your pond, the water might be too cloudy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your pond is always murky, there are ways to clear it up as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get stirred up occasionally, but I've seen some that always look like chocolate milk. It's unattractive and can be harmful to aquatic life. PJ Waters is an aquaculture specialist with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. He says there are several reasons that a pond can turn cloudy.
Construction activities within the watershed can lead to muddy water in ponds where they're clearing off an area of land to build something. You can get some additional runoff that's picking up some of that soil that's carried into the pond. Different fish, if you've got common carp or goldfish or bullhead catfish, a lot of times through their feeding behavior, they kind of root through the soil and they can muddy up a pond that way.
Waters says a pond should have about 18 inches of clarity. An easy way to test that is by sticking your arm in the water up to your elbow, then wiggling your fingers. If you can't see your fingers, find out why.
And the way to do it is you can take a clear glass jar, get some pond water in it, fill it up, and then place it somewhere in your house in some place that's not going to be in the way because you don't want to move it again. Let it sit there for a couple of days. If the water stays cloudy, that's a good indication that there is a clay suspension problem, whereas your algae and other things may clump up and settle to the bottom of that jar.
If the cloudiness came on suddenly, wait a few days and see if it clears up. If it doesn't, check the alkalinity of the water and get advice from the Extension Service on adding lime, alum, or gypsum to the pond. If you use alum, it's extremely important to monitor the pH levels because they can drop quickly and kill the fish. Divert runoff around the pond and maintain grass edges and buffer zones to reduce the amount of soil eroding into the water. Learn more about cleaning up a muddy pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Someone once told me that being smart means you know how to make money, but being wise is knowing how to manage it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, I think there's a lot of truth to those words. Your talents and training help you do well in your job so you can have a steady income. What you do with that money should be driven by wisdom, the wisdom your faith and your values provide. Here's just one example. God asks you to be generous with what you have. That means you need to have money set aside for giving. And when it comes to taking care of your family, you'll make sure you have enough to meet their needs and help them thrive. The bottom line is really this. All that you have is a gift from God. So be smart with money, but more importantly, be wise. And when you do, you'll live a more content, confident, and generous life.
When you think about investing, what comes to mind? Is it a portfolio that builds interest, or is it doing things that hold your interest? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. And with the right guidance, it can afford you a life rich in meaning and gratitude. We're Lydia Heisterman and Morgan Reed, your local Thrivent team, and we're here to help. For purpose-driven financial solutions, call us in Washington at 370-6200. Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., thrivent.com/disclosures.
2021 is shaping up to be a good year for the pork business. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For farmers planting treated seed, here's a stewardship reminder from Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
The Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers and applicators to be sure to read and follow the label and use advanced seed flow lubricants to minimize dust-off. Also, be sure to cover and clean up seed spills and communicate with local beekeepers to help protect pollinators and other wildlife this planting season.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The most recent hogs and pigs report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture offers bullish indicators for this year for pork. Ag economist Jason Franken of Western Illinois University in Macomb says hog numbers are down from a year ago and are expected to remain lower through the rest of this year.
Spring and summer farrowing intentions are down 2.5% and 4.2% respectively from actual farrowings last year compared to expectations of less than a percent lower for each. These numbers should similarly imply somewhat smaller slaughter numbers in subsequent periods.
Meanwhile, says Franken, consumer demand for pork is expected to hit a 40-year high in 2021 of more than 54 pounds per person.
With continued strong grocery store demand and further prospects for restaurant reopenings as more U.S. citizens are vaccinated against COVID-19, the domestic market looks promising.
And while exports of U.S. pork softened a bit in the first quarter, Franken expects those to pick up in the months ahead.
Taking all this into account, there is the possibility of profitable hog prices in 2021 if feed costs don't rise too high. In general, hog prices tend to be higher in the second and third quarter with lower prices in the first and fourth quarters.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
The latest World Ag Supply and Demand report from the Department of Agriculture confirms a forecast for record soybean exports. Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council Vice President of Market Intelligence, says the robust pace of exports this year is good news for soybean farmers.
On the U.S. balance sheet, one thing I thought was interesting was seeing the export projection taken up by another 30 million bushels to what would be a record 62 million metric tons. Somewhat surprising, I think, given the slowdown pace that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. A lot of that's seasonal, but a lot of that's also attributable to having such a robust pace earlier in the season.
Marshall says the report shows there is good opportunity for farmers in the market. And in South America, he says Argentine farmers are hoarding their soybeans, and that will provide an opportunity for more United States soybean exports. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their part selection and order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. These cool air temperatures are really wreaking havoc on our soil temperatures. North central and northwest Kansas, we've shaded back to 43 to 45 degrees at a 2-inch soil depth. South central Kansas, still the warmest at 50 to 52 degrees. Southwest Kansas, 46 to 48 degrees. And it's gotten ugly in Oklahoma, too. The southern counties, about 58 to 60 is all we can squeeze out. We've been above that for the last several days. Last week, mid-50s across most of the rest of the Sooner State, except for the far northwest and the panhandle. Those temperatures have slid back as well, 48 to 49 degrees in the far northwest and the panhandle sections of Oklahoma. Cool nighttime temperatures and cool daytime temperatures wreaking havoc on our soil temperatures. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network. Keeping soil healthy is important to your crop. When you're ready to till the ground, Abilene Machine has the parts you need to get it done. They stock a full line of tillage parts, including coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. And as always, Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exact standards, and you'll be receiving the highest quality parts available. Order online at abilenemachine.com or call 800-255-0337.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Food and agriculture entrepreneurs can apply to the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Michael Clement shares how the challenge can help startup businesses reach success.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, has opened online applications for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Farm Bureau Executive Director of Industry Relations, Sarah Brown, says the challenge has awarded more than $1 million over 8 years.
It's a really exciting milestone for us as we passed that this past year. We're excited that we've been able to expand the dollar amount we'll be awarding in startup funds. We are adding a formal runner-up prize. And so this year, collectively, we're going to be giving away $165,000 in startup funds across 10 of the finalist teams.
Brown says the challenge helps put food and ag startups on the map.
This is more than just a competition. They receive pitch training through Cornell University. There's a strong mentorship program as we work with the various rural business investment companies across the farm credit system and across our agribusiness sponsor companies. And we welcome folks to apply. We look for a wide range of business solutions and entrepreneurs.
You can apply for the challenge online.
You have until August 20th to submit your application, and then we'll be announcing the top 10 teams that are selected on October 5th. We highly encourage that you apply. We're looking for diversity and ideas and solutions across our businesses here in the U.S.
Learn more and apply at fb.org/challenge. Michael Clements, Washington.
And USDA announced more than $330 million in specialty crop block grants, incentivizing the purchase of fruits and vegetables, help to textile mills, and updates to the dairy donation program as part of the Fiscal Year 21 Consolidated Appropriations Act. It's Ag News from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Agricultural work ranks as one of the most hazardous occupations. Have a job safety analysis for employees to keep them safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
People other than yourself working on the farm, take the time to fully explain their job, especially one that can be hazardous. One of the most effective ways to improve workplace safety on the farm is to do a job safety analysis, a review of the hazards and potential injuries that could occur. Michael Pate is an extension safety specialist at Penn State University. He says to start by breaking the job down into steps.
There's no real hard and fast rule for breaking a job down into steps. Most often we try to avoid being too complicated with lots of steps, and we try to avoid being too vague without enough information to get the job done safely. So some rules of thumb we've seen is keeping a job to about 10 or fewer steps is recommended. If it requires more, we recommend breaking the job down into separate tasks. And so each step must accomplish some major task.
Pate recommends using experienced workers to help, which is a great way to get them involved in the whole process. Once the steps are in place, identify how a person could get hurt completing a step.
You should strive to identify the obvious as well as potential hazards, including anything that's maybe minor or have a low probability of occurrence. I mean, we can list how the injury can occur and the type of injury. We also may have to question employees further if they don't report any hazards associated with the job. We don't have to be complacent with, you know, the response. So, you know, you may have to keep questioning and probing.
Pate advises reviewing the process when new employees are hired, there are changes in a job, or at least annually. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about developing a farm worker job safety analysis at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn has eroded some. Kansas City wheat hanging on by a thread and soybeans still doing well. May corn down 4 at 486. July corn down 2 and 3 quarters at 574. Three wheat markets. Chicago is down. Minneapolis is mixed but mostly down. Kansas City wheat is doing well enough. May KC wheat is up, well, now only a quarter cent at 608. July KC wheat is now up a quarter cent as well at 615 and a half. So we're starting to see some erosion there, too. Soybeans still looking good. May beans up 13 and a half at 1431 and three quarters. July beans up 11 and three quarters at 1422 and three quarters. May soybean meal is up 140 at 403.30. July's up 110 at 407.60. Bean oil doing very well. May's up 107 at 55.96. July's up 110 at 53.97. Cotton not having a good day today. May cotton is at 83.80. That's down 122. July is at 85.13. That's down 113. In the livestock complex, still looking at some pressure on cattle and hogs. April live cattle down 72, 120.87. June down 47 at 119.15. That's not a good deal. Everything else in live cattle, each of the back months is also lower. April feeder cattle at 139.70. That's down 35. May feeders at 143.52, that's down 90. And once again, all the back months are down, most by more than a dollar. So not a good look for cattle. Hogs are not doing well today. May hogs down 57 at 103 even. June hogs are currently down 202 at 102.67. So as we head into the last part of the day, things in the livestock complex not doing at all well. And gold has found a rally. April gold is up $13.80 currently at $1,779.20 an ounce. Markets Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rustiac Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rustiac Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rustiac Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rustiac Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rustiac Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
If you're anxious to get the gardening season started, come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware and look over their full line of garden tools for rent. Tools such as tillers, power rakes, overseeders, and aerators. Plus, they have a variety of grass seed and fertilizers. They have the tools that will really help you get started on the right foot. Safely trim trees or reach high places with one of their lifts and create sidewalks and patios with the concrete tools available at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries the complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-back vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
KNDY.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize gonna pull me in, carry me away from shore. gonna pull me in. Gonna leave me wanting more. She's gonna pull me in.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.